Tim, your duet with James Buckley plays songs that are familiar to many listeners, but what separates it is that you have kind of a jazz attitude, and that comes across plainly on your CD.
In this particular group of songs that we've recorded on Jukebox Dreamin', we've selected tunes that are, I don't know if you call them iconic or standards or new standards. They're all date from kind of the 60s and early 70s for the most part, and a certain kind of genre time that I remember, you know, there was like hardcore country music, but people like the Grateful Dead were playing Merle Haggard, and the song is a point of departure, and you start to add and grow your ideas and deconstruct it and tinker with it and discover all these different nuances and dimensions it has, and then you celebrate them and explore them and present them in your playing, in your rendition of the song.
Let's hear how those concepts are worked out in a familiar song, Al Green's Let's Stay Together. Tim Sparks and James Buckley, you play some familiar songs, but then you write your own too. And your CD is titled Jukebox Dreaming, and that's the name of one of the songs. How did you write that? What's your process like?
Standard songwriting, collaborative process. George and I are Gershwin.
What it's like is James came up with a melody, and then I kind of dressed it up with different chords and tinkered with it, and we went back and forth. And when finally we said, yeah, this sounds right. And then it was cool. Then we had our song.
It was a lot of discussion, and it didn't seem like we were nailing a process that we were going to repeat. It was way more organic than that.
Well, this process led to a fine recording, but with you, is the compositional process ever really over?
I feel like there still are times where we are tinkering slightly. It's like grabbing a piece of lint off your lapel or whatever, you know what I mean? We're still always fussing a little bit over these arrangements.
When you're performing and playing, you play something and say, hey, that's really neat. That's a great idea. And then you file that away and go back and get it and use it to improve or change the piece or the arrangement you're playing. That happens all the time.
Even when Tim is playing a fairly composed idea, he's like, be a drunk trombone, you know? Like, dude, don't play bass right now. And I'm like, cool, really? Finally, almost, you know? If it's like, set me free, you know? And it's for that, I'm grateful that we have this sort of unique group.
Thank you. The songs that you play are frequently familiar, but not overdone. And you're actually adding to the catalog of great renditions of these songs.
My attitude is, if I make an arrangement that's worth recording, right, then it's got to be in some way be a meaningful addition to the whole corpus of the different versions of this piece of music, you know. And a piece of music has a life, it's created, and then over time, different people contribute their take on it, and the really good ones stick, and then you have a whole body of all the different versions that kind of make up a hypertext of the song, so to speak. That's what we strive for, is to make something that's really a worthy addition to that overall corpus of versions of a song.
What about Black Old Sun?
I really wanted to cover a Soundgarden song, Chris Cornell Past. They were one of my favorite groups when I was a kid, hands down. So Tim took this song and he, first of all, grabbed a version that I was unfamiliar with of the song, of Cornell playing it solo. So that had an arrangement to itself that Tim was referencing. Outside of that, he brought his own twist to it, making a different arrangement of the song, you know, completely. But I think we really landed somewhere really cool that lends kind of some of the uniqueness of the group, like no drummer. So we really make the time rubbery on certain parts of the song because we can.
Tim Sparks and James Buckley, guitar and bass arrangements that are thoughtful and filled with feeling. For information, look for James Buckley 19 at Bandcamp. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.